Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, hey, Marky, it might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Monday edition for the Green Bay Packers as they beat the Detroit Lions 27-13. And it wasn't even that close, frankly, edition. The what more could you have asked for? Jordan Love with some big-time throws, the defense with a dominating performance, and that Micah Parsons guy looks like he's pretty good edition. And the, well, I can think of one thing I would have asked for. Hey, Marky, how about at least waving to the crowd when you were announced?
Oh, snap.
Biggest cheer of any of the former Packers from the Super Bowl 45 team. And old boy, just snubbing us all. Edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need and everything you want on the all-new, all-redesigned, all-customizable, all-free ESPN Wisconsin app, which you can find both in the Android and Apple app stores. I'm Chase Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson's in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And from his undisclosed location, I saw him in person. He was with Josh Sitton, TJ Lang, Ryan Taylor, lots of former Packers at Alumni Day. And the only man who got a bigger cheer than this guy when he came out of the tunnel was Mike McCarthy, which was awesome, by the way. I think that's his first time being back at Lambeau Field. It's Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm great, outside of your criticism. It was just an unbelievable day for all of us, alumni and everything. The fact that we got to catch up with Mike, and yes, that was the first time Mike was back other than coaching the Cowboys. And not going to shock you or anybody else, but just back in the tunnel, everybody obviously, a lot of, you know, the first half was going great. Micah Parsons came over, gave Mike a big hug as he was coming off the field. Mike was the star of the operation yesterday, and I don't think anybody's going to be shocked to say Mike got super emotional. And it was really, like, it was a super, like, just a super cool, it was just great. Like, the whole thing was great. So the, you know, all of the other stuff, the game and everything was just a, I think from a Packer fan standpoint, former player, current player, fan of the team, you couldn't have had a more perfect day. And that's kind of how I felt yesterday, too.
After, so for fans who weren't at the game, after you guys all get announced, Mike is last, and the cheer, the only cheers that I heard that were louder were the ones for Micah Parsons when he was introduced, when he ran onto the field, and when he had the sack at the end. Otherwise, Mike McCarthy got the biggest ovation, I thought.
Yeah, it was. And I don't know if he, because I was unfortunate I couldn't get to the Saturday night dinner. There were some festivities I couldn't be a part of because of the Badger game, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a, you know, there was an alumni dinner on Saturday night, and then, you know, yesterday we all kind of congregated down with probably 5 or 6 minutes left in the first half. And just the, you know, everybody going up to Mike, and you could see it really meant a lot.
Yeah.
To Mike McCarthy to be back. I think it was a relief, but I don't think there was any question he was going to get an ovation.
Right.
To what degree.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. I know he fully, I got to talk to him afterwards, and he said that you're still being super dramatic. He mentioned something about you, too. He said he's going to jump on with us here in the near future. He couldn't come on last week because he had to break his Micah Parsons news on Pat McAfee, so I said, totally understand, da, da, da. But I just love the fact that he's kind of getting his flowers and that he mm-hmm. got them in the way he did, because there's a lot of people in that building that still have really high regards for Mike McCarthy, and it was great to see that shake out yesterday.
Yeah, well, he's a very good football coach, but he's a much better
highly
human.
Successful. He's a highly yeah. successful.
But a much better human. And it was great when City and Lang, and they were like, you know, I don't know if they knocked his hat off when they were mobbing him on the field, but they were hugging him and giving him a noogie. And it was just, it was really neat to see. It was. So you don't appreciate my criticism? I just want to know why you didn't wave.
I did a little wave as the smoke was coming.
Nah.
And then
I broke
look
down
out
the film.
And I see City and I see Cooney and I see all the guys, and so it was awesome. Like then I get done and I get back and I see it and I got you critiquing me, and I was just like, I don't need to partake in this foolishness. It was like, for me, this weekend was the epitome of why I'm so blessed. So
yeah.
I didn't need you. You can critique me all you want. You wanna you go
Thank
ahead
you.
And do that.
I will.
I'm not gonna care. But
okay.
the fact that I got to go and introduce my good friend Matt LaPay at his Hall of Fame induction, along with a couple, you know, Joe Pavelski and other people on Friday,
mm-hmm.
call a Badger win and then go up. It was a really good reminder to get to see all my old buddies and enjoy the game and work. It just was a great weekend for me, and it was a great weekend. I'm not gonna let you and your critiques bring me down. So it was just a fantastic weekend, and I'm truly blessed, and I fully understand that.
Okay. Well, I'm certainly glad that you felt blessed. And that's great, because you are. What a great life you lead. Not sure that means
no,
you
well,
can't
I'll
wave
say this.
To the
this
fans
weekend
who are cheering.
This weekend was awesome. And then as we saw, it was also great that my predictions on how the game was going to play kind of played out, too. Because I like being right, as you guys know. The fact that I thought we'd stifle and shut the Detroit Lions offense down and make them look pedestrian, that kind of came to light. And you were talking about Micah and the impact and, you know, the post-game, all of the stuff. I'm going to have a hard time finding a negative today, because I know we do positives, negatives, take calls, et cetera, et cetera. There ain't going to be a lot. I have one, but the positives so far outweigh the other. And I do believe this, and I said this on the post-game last night, and I don't know how you feel. This can be the first time that this team is going to be defensive-led. This is going to be the defense going to drive this bus. They're going to drive the bus. I've said since 96, and I know it's not a fair comp because Favre was playing obviously at a higher level. This team, the defense drove that team. Like, people forget about it. This team has the same capabilities, and I started thinking about that, but when you have Favre, Rodgers, and now Jordan Love, and you have really good quarterback play, it's really hard to kind of do that. But I do believe that's where this team is going. And yesterday, it seems as if the indicators tell you that is the road they're going to go down too.
Well, I'm not here to criticize your entrance into Lambeau Field, although the cheers were very loud for you, and that made me feel
awesome.
Really good. I'm also not here to criticize that take, which is, I think, inaccurate. The 1996 team was number one in the league in both offense and defense. But I do think your critique of this year's team is accurate, and we can get into that a little bit further as the show goes on, because I do think that this team is going to be defense-driven. And even if your statement about 1996 is inaccurate, I think your statement about 2025 is accurate.
The caller on Green Bay game night is who said that. I agreed with him. But what I'm saying is, when's the last time you came into a season? Well, that's what this is. When's the last time you watched a game and thought, and I know you're going to say 2018 when the Packers shut the Bears out in LaFleur's first game. Nobody thought that, oh my God, we're going to be the Ravens of whatever and the Bears. And I'm not saying that. What I am saying is, this is the first time that I can remember in the 10 years we've been doing this show that I would say the defense is going to be markedly better than the offense for the season. And that's what I believe. And that means you're going to be led by your defense.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't mean your offense can't throw up 41 points.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead. I like winning 41-6. That's fun for all of us. But this team is going to be led by its defense and Jeff Hafley. That is a complete swing from anything. How many years you've covered it, 30 years? How many years would you say the defense is going to lead the charge here? How many years can you say that as you covering this team?
Zero.
One?
Zero. And by the way, the 2019 opener in Chicago that they won 10-3, and Rodgers says we got a defense after the game.
Yeah.
Turned out they had a better defense than they'd had previously, but very much premature. And that was the first time they opened the season at home since 2018, when Rodgers obviously had the incredible comeback after he fractured the tibial plateau in his knee in the first half, and they were down 20-0. Big win for Big Mike that day. Of course, again, the season ended with him being fired with four games left. I'm sure he was happy to return when Mark Murphy was no longer the president. I think that was probably a good timing thing for him as well.
Maybe.
I don't foresee
very
him
possible.
Forgiving Mark for how that played out, but that's neither here nor there. And to your point, because again, much like I couldn't agree more about the blessed life you live and how great it is that it was a reminder for you to have that incredible gratitude for what a cool life you have, still could have waved. And much like I agree with you that this is a defensive-led team and we're going to see that throughout the year, they ain't 96. That doesn't mean they aren't going to make it to a Super Bowl. But Brett Favre won the second of his three consecutive MVPs in 1996, and their offense was really, really good, too. I don't know how good this offense will be. I am a believer that it could be pretty damn good, though. Yesterday, Jordan Love on his first four third-down throws was blank and awesome. I mean, bigly throws. I thought he was really good. Again, threw for only 188 yards. He didn't have to put up huge numbers. Completed passes to 10 different people. 10!
Yeah, this is going to be a Clark Kent season.
Take a beat?
He's not going to need to be Superman.
Okay.
No, he's not going to need to put the cape on. Very rarely, he's not going to have to do what Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson did last night. Now, there might come a game in the postseason. And, oh, by the way, Jesse and I were really wrong about wanting to watch that game over the Steelers-Jets game, too, by the way.
My understanding was that those games were not on at the same time. And, by the way, let's be honest.
You had to pick one.
Jets-Steelers was a really good game. So,
It was an awesome game, but it wasn't as good as the... So, Jason, I guess to your point, and yes, that's why I didn't, the 96 comp, you had a stacked team, no question. But everybody knew that defense with Reggie and Santana and Gilbert and Leroy, you knew what you were going to have. You knew that defense was going to dominate. Matter of fact, one of my favorite quotes, Leroy kept telling Brett, don't worry about making a mistake, we got you.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
When do you ever remember, like, You think anybody in the Favre era after that, or I can assure you we didn't.
Definitely
Rodgers,
not in the Rodgers era.
Rodgers, you think Rodgers in 2011 ever was like, hey, don't worry about making a mistake. We'll shut him down. And he's like, well, no, you won't. I got to score 35 to win.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not going to be the case this year. And I feel very confident. Now, obviously, injuries can happen, and there's going to be some spots where things don't look that good yesterday. But Micah Parsons played 29 snaps.
Correct.
30 if you count a penalty. He's just getting started. And you're this dominant. And this, by the way, this isn't playing the Browns or the Titans. You're playing the Kings of the North or the old Kings of
They've
the
been
North.
Usurped.
Yeah, I thought I had a great line on Green Bay Game Night. I don't think it made Twitter, which I was a little disappointed about. Scott Farkas got his tail kicked last night. He did. He got kicked. Because, Jason, you saw it. This wasn't some fluke. Detroit couldn't block us, and we blocked them. Now, we didn't run it great, but that pass protection was, to me, early in the game, was probably going to be the biggest point that gets underreported or looked at. Because Jordan Love is coming off a thumb. He's going to want to have a clean pocket just to gain some confidence back. And you're talking about third and six plus delivering the goods when Detroit could have had blitzes and anything else. And the boys up front did their job to a really high level. Jordan could pat the ball. He could. Mm-hmm. It just was a thing of beauty yesterday. And my last little wrap before we go here, first break, is a fan called in and said, calm down a little bit. And my point to you, to fans and everybody else, not you because you're not a fan, but it was, what the heck do you want to calm down about that for? Like, if you're going to be a fan, yesterday was the day you should be exulting from rooftops because it was just that good. Now, you don't need to do it for the next 3 days because you got a game coming up and things could change and we could be, oh, my God, we overreacted. Yeah, maybe. That's what fans do. So today when we take calls, I just don't know how many negatives people can come up with. I'm sure you can. But what a day. And I know Matt LaFleur and Brian Gutekunst could not have envisioned a better start to a season than what we saw yesterday. Because he wanted to be more physical and tough, Goody did. And I don't know about you, looked to me like Green Bay took Detroit out to the ocean and said, hey, boys, let's see how you guys can do this. Let's see if you want to be able to tread water out there, because they couldn't. And that's a reversal of what we saw in the first part of this Dan Campbell era against Matt LaFleur. Period. Thin.
I'm not even going to go there. 844-770-3.
Where were you going to go? If I may.
Amazing weekend. Feel incredible love and gratitude for the life you live, which is great. You should, and I love that you're so appreciative. Bothered by the critique of no wave, which I think is fair. Great game. Very few negatives, if any. Can't really find one.
No, I have one. I found one.
Can't really find one, or you're forcing one, but yep. Not pleased that your Scott Farkas reference didn't make Twitter. Dominating performance, lots of excitement, impressive game, great post game show on Green Bay Game Night. Had a fan who said you should calm down. I just feel like you're letting some of the negativity, you know, take the shine off your otherwise amazing experience. Like, you brought up three negatives.
I just want to understand what's going on. Because I feel this way. I wanted to use that as a jumping off point, which we used to do a ton of.
Lots of jumping off points,
and
sure.
I just don't. The amount of Honolulu Blue that was walking out of that stadium.
Wait, are you giving your negative now?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I'm not. What I'm saying is, they're walking out, and it looked to me like it wasn't dejection, it was resignation.
Mm.
I think they know. They just saw something that they hadn't seen, and they were resigned to the fact this defense, this ain't the last couple years teams. We ain't bully balling this group, and I don't know if we're where we need to be. I don't know. I wonder if they're starting to wonder if their window has closed. Like, that was the vibe I got from the Honolulu Bluins last night.
And there was a lot of Honolulu Blue to get that vibe from.
Yes, there was.
Again, you should keep raising those ticket prices. Before we get to our positives and negatives, I'm not sure if their window is closed. It is only one game. But the Packers undeniably ate their lunch and Ralphied the crap out of Scott Farkas.
Yes.
Which, if someone could get that up on our social media channels immediately, Mr. Tauscher,
I'm still not
that.
Doing it.
Be that as it may.
Well, Lord knows they put it up. Maddie and the team puts a lot of stuff up, and then I put gold out like that, and they don't do it. That's all I'm saying.
I did see your entrance into Lambeau Field on social media, video of it as well, and I broke down the film. All I know is this. The window. Oh, Jesse is actually showing it, hand in the pocket as he came out. So, great work, Jesse. We appreciate the Zapruder film.
Didn't see a wave.
Yeah, there was a wave right as the smoke was clearing. I waved, and then I thought about doing the W. Then I saw City and the boys, and I just wanted to get out and hang out. So, plus I didn't know how much time we had, and I don't move that great. So it's kind of limited.
Also, appreciate you reading all the coverage at channel3000.com, where you can read about how dominant the offensive line was and how much time and safety they gave the quarterback. Until, of course, Zach Tom and Aaron Banks left the game with injuries. That's a preview of our negatives that might be coming up in a few minutes, but we can't do any of that until we hear from Tausch about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
When a customer chooses Pella, one of the most important things to them is honoring that trust and commitment. A lot of customers might have apprehensions about inviting someone out to their home, but when you see the experience and the professionalism, you can trust them with bringing your project to life. Their vision is to be the company that people want to do business with. Order up by the end of the month. Get 0% interest for up to 5 years. Visit PellaWI.com today to learn more.
Your positives, your negatives. But first, ours, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. What a fun day full of stories it was yesterday. It was, I can't imagine, if you're a Packers fan, that you could have envisioned it going any better against the Bullies on the Block. It could not have gone better for the home team, which opens with a 27-13 win over the Detroit Lions. Your positives, your negatives, 844-770-3776. Coming up, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
The calls and texts are already rolling in on the Carbless Talking text line, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. We'll get to you guys coming up. But first, Tausch, your biggest positive. Then we'll get to your one negative that you were able to find.
I don't know where to even start and to pick what the biggest positive is, but I have to just go with the defense's like attitude and Jeff Hafley with what they were able to do. And I don't know if it was Edgerrin Cooper or Quay Walker, but everything was downhill. And I know a lot of people are going to say, well, that's the Micah Parsons effect. And it is. It's a big part of it. But the biggest positive for me is Rashawn Gary. You saw Rashawn Gary perform. Lucas Van Ness made a play. That stuff could happen without Micah. Do I think it would? No. So just the overall approach and the fact that this was this wasn't the, like, sit back and let's see what happens. You took it to Detroit. You were on the attack the entire day. And it wasn't one level. It was all three. You saw my Steinhoffler make a big play because I didn't just sit back and make a tackle. I went and made a play. And I was Micah beating the all-pro right tackle inside quick, made a quick throw. And lastly, what you did is you dictated play. Last year, it felt like Detroit dictated with running the football and play-action pass, and they could do their trickeration. It was all cute and fun. It can't be cute and fun when you're kicking Keister up front. And the fact that I saw this, Adam Schefter said this morning, I said it on Wisconsin's morning news this morning, the tailback caught Gibbs, caught 10 passes for 31 yards. That is a record for the least amount of yards with 10 catches in the history of this league. The history of the NFL. And what that tells you is, hey, we'll let this is what we will let you have, and we will take that away too. That's what that tells me, and that to me is the biggest positive. There's 100 other things I could go down, but dictation of what a really good offense is going to do, that's why I'm so bullish on where this team is.
Jesse, what was your biggest positive?
All the phone calls we're getting right now. I'm going to go offense. 10 different receivers caught a pass yesterday, or pass catchers caught a pass yesterday, mm-hmm. which I thought was awesome. They were spreading the ball around well. At one point, Jordan Love, I think early in the game, had 8 different players he had thrown a completed pass to, and it was pretty early in the game when that had happened. So spreading the ball around, seeing Savion Williams and Matthew Golden, and obviously Tucker Kraft with the touchdown catch, but the way that the offense was so balanced in the passing attack, especially early on, and then when they needed to go ground and pound and run clock, they were able to do that successfully too later in the game. Offense as a whole was my general positive, and the hot start they got off to yesterday and the way they spread the ball around.
Yeah, Micah Parsons' sack at the end in the fourth quarter with about 4 minutes left was great and all, and it was fun to watch the sideline and the stadium erupt. But my biggest positive is the more subtle ways that he impacted the game. And they weren't even that subtle. They just weren't stat line type plays, right? The pressure. I mean, he ate Penei Sewell's lunch.
Like, he did.
There's a chance that not only will Micah Parsons be a first-team All-Pro this season, but he also may help Zach Tom become one because he made one of the All-Pro right tackles not look like an All-Pro right tackle yesterday. So he has the pressure on Evan Williams' interception. He has a pressure on the sack that one of the one-and-a-half sacks that Rashawn Gary gets. He takes up two blockers on the half sack that Lucas Van Ness shares with Gary yesterday. He also takes up two blockers on that play where Colby Wooden knifes through and has the big stop against the goal line. So to me, you know, it's great. Obviously, you paid him $188 million to make plays, and he did. But I think it's also really interesting to see how that rising tide of him is lifting all the boats on defense. And again, they have to do it again in 3 more days because they're right back at it on Thursday. But I thought that was the biggest positive. All right, so we can get to your calls. Tausch, what is the one negative you were able to conjure up?
Traffic getting up to Lambeau was really bad. A lot of construction on 41. It sucked. Ended up having to do frontage roads. It blew. That's not my negative. My negative is the NFL's officiating on unsportsmanlike conduct. Because the one to Xavier McKinney, I said this on after the Thursday night game, and I said, Packer fans, you ain't going to like it. Because you're going to be a defense that plays with an edge, and it's going to dictate, like we saw yesterday. You're going to see some flex city. You're going to see some emotion. Because that's what you want. Cut it out, NFL. All right, you made your point. Now, if you spit and if you're ripping helmets off, and throw the flag. It's a big boy sport. I want to see guys with passion that it matters. So, yes, I don't want throat slashing. I don't want any of that. There are taunts. And then there's blech. Let's get the blech out of it. I'm done with this emphasis. You can't make calls like that. I want that out. And it will. I don't want it to take 4 or 5 weeks. I don't want something to happen Thursday night that could be, you know, change a game mm-hmm. because they've emphasized this stupid rule. Thank you.
Thank you for coming to my Tausch Talk. Yeah, I actually was going to use that one too. And I'm a guy with both LaFleur and Xavier McKinney, and I appreciate Xavier acknowledging that I was right. Look, this is what they talked about. He flexed over the guy. He stood over him after he put him on his keister. And whether or not you
That's ball.
Yeah, I agree. But Matt LaFleur lost his you-know-what over that call. I mean, he was still going after the officials multiple plays after that play had occurred. And he was being held back by Doug Collins, the security guy, and multiple others. He was irate. And what I would say, and he's right, it should have been offsetting. Because after he does the standover Khalif Raymond for knocking him into next week, Khalif Raymond gets up and headbutts him in the face mask. So it should have been offsetting. I totally agree with Matt LaFleur. I also totally agree with you that this is nonsense. I understand that they're trying to get control of some of the behavior and that the trickle down to college and high school and peewees is what they're concerned about, because I do think that there's a lot more of that, having been to a few high school football games now this fall. And
I heard you've been covering it. Yeah, I heard that.
Not even laying on a picnic table during them. But that was nonsense. Like, it was not egregious, and the fact that, you know, earlier in the game, and rightfully so, they also threw a flag because was it Brian Branch who took Tucker Kraft's helmet off of his head and then threw it to the sideline? Yeah, that's a penalty. That's a penalty in any era. I didn't think what Xavier McKinney rose to the level of a penalty, except for with this emphasis that they're putting. Given what they're trying to do, if you saw it during the Eagles game, forget about the spitting incident with Jalen Carter. There were other multiple incidents where it seemed like ticky-tack, unsportsmanlike conduct, but they flagged it.
Yeah.
And that's what they're going to do, as Tausch talked about last week.
Yeah, for 2 or 3 more weeks, they'll do it, and they'll be done.
Exactly.
Let's just get done with it now.
844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Jesse, I'm sorry, I didn't get to your negative. Was it traffic related too?
No, I was not up there yesterday. 4 of 10 on third down, and a lot of those conversions were
after
long.
four for four, and then 0 for 6.
So third down efficiency, like, let's get some more first downs in those situations, extend some drives.
I feel like there was a lull, so I can see that criticism. But man,
feels
like a reach.
That's the kind of day we had yesterday.
I thought Homer made a really profound point on game night last night, which I'm not going to rip Homer because Homer's awesome on that show.
He is.
How awesome was it that at the end of the game, that cat makes an unbelievable catch? I don't even remember what wideout it was from Detroit.
Tesla?
Muskie? He makes this great catch, and everybody normally would be like, oh, but the fact that nobody even really cared because you were so dominant says everything about yesterday. Because that was a whale of a catch. And you're sitting, you don't even have to worry. You're not on pins and needles. Hey, whatever. Unless I don't even know if gambling, if it played into it, I'm sure it probably did. But outside of that,
it did
that
not.
Part of it also. It didn't on over-under? I would have thought it might have. What a deal. So that was, I thought, another really good point by Homer.
What a deal! And I'll tell you what a deal the folks at Lakeland Supply have going on to make sure that they are taking care of your packaging and supply chain needs. Core values are an important piece of any successful business, and Lakeland Supply is no different. They've been displaying their core values in the industrial supply space for over 40 years. Integrity, excellence, stewardship, partnership, and faith. They're ISO certified, a Future 50 winner, a top-rated company in customer satisfaction, and they believe in giving back to their community. Lakeland isn't one of those catalog companies either. They work to be your packaging and supply expert, building plans around what you want. Lakeland Supply is in business to make your business better. So set up that free packaging and supply chain assessment at lakelandsupply.com. 844-770-3776. We get to your positives and negatives. And next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
Wildy and Tausch on 100.5 ESPN is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Everlight Solar.
Your calls, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Let's start right here in Green Bay with Eric in Green Bay. Eric, good morning. How you doing today?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We are outstanding. Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Well, we'll jump right into positive. Biggest thing for me, I know you guys are going to get really into the X's and O's, but like what an atmosphere for the fans, starting just even with announcing the starting defensive lineup, purposely doing that, having Micah announce last, and then just seeing that uproar. And that continued throughout the entire game. Every time early on when he was just coming on third downs, every eye in the stadium was glued to number one. And just the energy and that crescendo when he was just getting a pressure or forcing an incompletion and just an appreciation for the defense. Absolutely unbelievable. At the end of the game, this is garbage time. There's a fan with a young kid near me debating leaving early. Like you guys mentioned, like, oh man, traffic was pretty bad, honey. Should we get going? And they're like, no, I want to see the defense. I cannot remember an opportunity in my lifetime where I've seen fans want to stay to watch the defense perform. That was unbelievable. Lastly, one other thing just for the fan experience, I loved when they had the Super Bowl alumni come on, the surprise with Big Mike coming out at the end, and then just the ovation and the gratitude he got. And I don't think it's an end on the best notes, but it was really awesome to see that appreciation.
That was absolutely awesome. Did they have trouble booking a lot of your teammates from that team, Tausch? I mean, it was great to see you and City and Lang, but I didn't see a lot of the guys that I guess I was expecting to come back. I didn't see, obviously, Charles Woodson does his college football stuff on Fox, but no Greg Jennings, no Donald Driver, no Jordy Nelson. I guess I was a little surprised. I expected more of your teammates there. Was there a challenge there?
I wasn't in charge of the booking, so you're asking the wrong cat.
I thought maybe there was some talk about that.
I'm assuming there'll be more opportunities down the road. But to Eric's point, watching the defense, he's right. And I think the game was in hand, but nobody wanted to miss the Micah Parsons first sack. No, you just didn't know what was going to happen because you're now looking at a defense that has an offensive mentality, which is different than what we've seen in the past. And I don't know how much more Mike McCarthy love we can spread, but I think Eric feels like most fans, and that's why the roar was as loud as it was yesterday for Mike.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was one of my favorite things about yesterday. It was nice of him to wave to the crowd as he came out. 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Let's go to Sparky in Sussex.
It was rugged. It was rugged.
Ruggability.
Normally, listen, going home after the game, I get it. Yeah, I said it's all that congestion from getting out. But never is it on the way up. And yesterday, it was rugged. Tim, I agree. Continue.
Sparky, put another log Sparks on the Yule log. What a day for the Packers, and I'm sure You enjoyed every moment of it. How you doing?
I'm doing well, guys. Hey, it's a great day, and I got to agree with Tausch twice. Traffic going up was a nightmare. Didn't expect that. Mm-hmm. It was great coming back. And Tausch, you hit the right word for it, Lions fans. The resignation, even before the game, it was kind of odd. We were at a bar with a view of the stadium before the game, and the Lions fans, you know, can be a little obnoxious sometimes, and they were very quiet. Like, they knew the Parsons effect was coming. It was kind of odd. After
time.
The game, they just had that million-mile stare,
sack
like,
time.
Oh, now I got to drive 8 hours home, too.
What'd you think of Sack Time's performance, Sparky?
Oh, Sparky.
Hey, it's coming. It's coming. You're going to regret the last crap you gave me. It was amazing, too. The ovation he got was unbelievable. I don't remember anything that loud for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, the place exploded. And Micah told us after the game that LaFleur called him on Saturday and said, hey, you know, we want you to feel this embrace. And he felt it. And I understand that there are some in Dallas that have taken issue with him, and I don't know what the future holds and how he's going to be during his Packers tenure, but he has made a pretty darn good first impression, both on the field and off. Like, he was vulnerable yesterday talking about how difficult the last 6 months had been. Again, I understand he just got paid $188 million. Great. But things got dramatic and frustrating for him in Dallas, and yesterday meant a hell of a lot to the guy. And I think it means a lot of really good things for the Packers as well. Thanks for the call, Sparky. We appreciate you. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. Tausch, I am curious. Did he look everything you expected him to be, or was he even better in his 29 snaps?
I think it was what it was expected, but
yeah, me too.
You know, the amount of attention that you assume he's going to that's going to continue on, but obviously his sack, and somebody, I don't know if it was on TV or on social media, put out, and I thought it was perfect. I do not watch the Animal Planet. I don't watch all that stuff. I'm more of a Food Network guy, shockingly.
Sure.
But the idea of a gazelle and a lion, that's what that was, right? That's what it was. Tracking him down and knowing, uh-oh, you can't be the slowest. And that's what happened yesterday.
Jesse, when you put yourself on the video,
yeah,
that means I'm expecting you to
say
something.
No, I do a lot of the.
And all we did was had you nodding.
They got like the facial.
No, you nod.
I was doing a facial reaction for you guys there. That okay.
This is a radio program still.
Nah, not on YouTube. It didn't. Do gazelles go get lions? Is that how that works? I thought.
No, are you serious right now?
Lions go and get gazelles.
No, it's not the team nickname. He's the lion. Goff was the gazelle. He's the predator. Oh, my God. Thing, all right, just tell us. No, stop.
You're going to jump on video? You're jumping on video for that?
The thing that I saw was a thing that goes and gets a lion, and I don't know what that is, but it was an animal that...
It's the king of beasts!
It took down
the
lion.
No one goes and kills the lion.
Somebody did. Micah Parsons was it yesterday.
Packer fans, your next Quick Trip run, gazelle, whatever, could score you the ultimate win in the Packer fan zone. Cruise into tailgate
terrible.
Season. In a brand new Chevy Silverado RST, or hit the trails on a new Polaris Sportsman 570. And how about grilling like an MVP with a Pit Boss Ultimate Liftoff Griddle? For every dollar you spend at Quick Trip with Quick Rewards, you'll earn points to use in the Packers fan zone. No purchase is necessary. Get the full details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. You know what? Also, great weeks of sales, and they end today. Nature's Touch ice cream, 1.5 quarts, $2.99. Quickery white bread, pound loaf is 99 cents. Sausage links, $2.49. Apples, oranges, and pears, 3 for $1.49. And tailgate savings and sweepstakes only at Quick Trip. We'll see you next time.
That was bafflingly bad.
I just don't know why he jumped in there. I was trying to explain, like, you're chasing down. You see those videos where animals are chasing each other.
You don't have to explain yourself.
And Jesse jumps in, and I'm like, oh, I can't wait to see what he's, you know, because I feel like Jesse might be an Animal Planet watcher. Like, he's sitting around, and he's watching hippos doing stuff and whatever.
Hippos, and then he just sits there blankly.
I like the, you know, I'm a big fan of the watermelon and the jaw strength of hippos. I think it's a fascinating deal.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
Jesse's going to add some value or point, and he just sits there quiet and doesn't say anything.
And then he thinks that Micah Parsons is the gazelle in that metaphor.
Because they were going against the lion.
Not yesterday they weren't.
844-770-3776. The Lions came in like lions, but they left as lambs or gazelles. We'll get to your calls next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Wow. This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
The Carbless Talking text line, 844-770-3776. Let's get to a couple more calls, and then we'll continue in the 10 o'clock hour, because we do, if you know, everyone's so happy, not a lot of controversy, not a lot of things to be frustrated with, to vent about. I don't know how calls went on Green Bay game night with you and Homer. But we've got plenty of open phone lines. We got Mitch in Stoughton and Jamon in Dallas coming up here. But lots of texts. We'll get to them. Let's get to Dance and Danny.
Danny's on your team, huh?
The analogy was ridiculous. I agree with Mr. Nelson. Wow. In the analogy, who was the gazelle
this feels like
and who
Jesse
was the
typed
lion?
This out.
Parsons is the gazelle and Goff is the lion. Dumb. No. I understand. It would be better if Jared Goff was the quarterback for the Commanders or for the Dolphins or whatever. Don't get hung up on the team name of the opponent yesterday. He is the Detroit quarterback. But if you need a Danny, we love you. We appreciate your loyalty to the show. But if you and Jesse both need to have explained to you what happens on Animal Planet or National Geographic, where predators are shown chasing down prey and tearing them limb from limb, that is what happened to Jared Goff yesterday in the football sense. Rob Domofsky had this, and I used it as well, from NFL Next Gen Stats. Micah Parsons was running at 18.47 miles per hour as he chased down Jared Goff. That is the fastest he has ever been clocked at running during any of his 53.5 career NFL sacks. He was booking. And my favorite part of yesterday was Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love both giddily retelling their perspective on that sack, because that play was coming toward the sideline, the Packers sideline, and they both could see what was about to happen to the gazelle, the Detroit quarterback gazelle, Jared Goff, and Jared Goff had no idea. I mean, I'm sure he knew that he was being chased, but I don't think he saw that predator coming from behind. All right. Now that we've covered National Geographic and the Animal Planet, let's get to a couple more calls. 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Let's get to Mitch in Stoughton. Mitch, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, fellas. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I'm doing well. Thank you. Yourself?
Hey, we awesome. Love a good longtime listener, first-time caller. What prompted you to call, yeah. Mitch?
Well, I bleed green and gold cheese. My grandsons always want me to prove that, and I'm not willing to do that, but I do bleed green and gold cheese. And I love your show. I'll tell you what, the only negative I can really come up with is, and I agree with you guys, the kind of the ticky-tack calls on the officials. And this has been going on for several years, actually. But other than that, all three, in my perspective, is all three aspects of the Green Bay Packers, the offense, the defense, and the special teams were fantastic. And it's the defense that my father always told me. I'm 67 years old. My father always told me it's the defense that gets you to the big dance. Mm-hmm. And, boy, do they look like the 94 Packers, I'm telling you. I wish him the best. The biggest point I want to make out is that the offensive line, A++. Jordan Love had time to go back and flip burgers and you know, call his wife and then go back and throw the pass to whomever he wanted to. They gave him a ton of time. Haven't seen that in a while. So I'm just pretty excited. Go Pack, and I love your show.
Thank you so much, awesome. Mitch. We appreciate
rack
the call.
Em. We rack them.
The fact that, you know, he suffered the thumb injury on his last play of the preseason against the Jets when he took a sack, and he was never in danger yesterday. The one time that he was in somewhat of danger was when he ran, and then he, as we kind of joked about in the press box, now we know why he doesn't run as often, slipping and falling on his keister when he took off and ran at one point. That might have been when you were getting ready to come out of the tunnel and wave to the crowd.
Didn't he get blown up on that interception too?
Well, that he definitely was. And I want to get to that because not only did he get crushed by Aiden Hutchinson, but that was the only time I noticed Aiden Hutchinson yesterday.
Oh, burn. Yeah, Zach Tom had his way with Hutch yesterday. It was
yeah.
Not...
And then Zach Tom gets hurtling over his fallen quarterback, trying not to land on him, and then he lands hard on his hip and leaves the game. We'll get to that coming up. I do want to get to Jamon so he doesn't have to sit on hold through the top of the hour. Jamon in Dallas, good morning, buddy. How you been?
Hang on. Sorry, I was answering another call. Thought we were done with calls.
Good stuff. Lion, gazelle, phone call.
Hippo There's crushing Jay. A watermelon.
There he is.
This is going to be another one of those weeks for Jesse.
Thank you.
Jamon, hi. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm not going to do that. He had a great week. I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
We're great. Great doing to have awesome. You. Sorry, Jesse's throwing you off. What do you got for us?
A few positives. Packers get a win. First W of the year. Great victory one day. Got to rub it in. The defense of Jeff Hafley did a fantastic job. You lost Kenny Clark, but you couldn't even tell. Devontae Wyatt, Adrian Cooper, the guys are, I mean, these guys are just playing like they did yesterday. I think we have some studs. I mean, Adrian Cooper was flying everywhere on the field. Just kept everywhere. So I don't really have too many negatives. Only thing I can say, we played a little flat coming out the half. But, I mean, overall, I think you did a good job of having a depth on the line, seeing Zach Tom coming out, and Ben Stiles still took the ball down their throat. So seeing Josh Jacobs turn up in the second half, I mean, it was beautiful.
Yeah, great point, Jamon, on the running. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Thanks for the call, though. The fact that it was pretty clear that Tausch, and I'm sure you saw this from where you were in the alumni suite, the Lions did say, we ain't letting eight beat us today. They loaded the box. They were very committed to stopping the run, and they did. He had six carries for 8 yards. I can't remember which. It was bad. And then in the second half, he got it going, and it was impressive. Again, I am very curious to see what their offensive line situation is this week. That is my biggest negative. And also, I don't know what happened with Darian Kennard, who initially took over for Zach Tom at right tackle. And then the next series after that, it was Anthony Belton. So did he get hurt too? So there are some questions on the line. Certainly we'll get to those. But injuries are less than ideal on a short week. And speaking of injuries, if you've been injured, there's only one call to make. Grubel Offices. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Or go to the website, gruber-law.com, to find out more. The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch starts in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.